The following episode is dedicated to our loyal listeners in Snatch Up, Hertfordshire.
Welcome to the Stays, you beautiful bastards.
You beautiful bastards. The Stays.
I'm Jezbot.
I'm Timmy Taco.
It's been a while today, Taco, since we've done a steezy duty.
Yeah, so we should probably consider, you know, bats in the belfry. Is that what they say?
Bats in the belfry.
Yeah, what else is there when there's, you gotta blow the cobwebs, blow the cobwebs out.
Mm.
Blow a bit of the dust off the cassette tape.
Have a bit of a scrape out.
Full scrape out from fucking soup to nuts.
Yeah.
There's been a few things going on, but...
I'm sure we're going to get into it.
We can get into it. I've got a few gripes.
I've got heaps. That's all I've got.
Yeah,
my
okay.
notes is okay. like, what's gripe. Cheesing me off?
What's Jesus me off?
No shows do that anymore, do they?
No.
Remember, Hey Hey It's Saturday?
Yeah, you'd write in, what cheeses me off this week? Because we have the internet now.
It's like the community concerns, yeah.
We have Twitter, we have...
It's like the community board.
Mm,
yeah.
It is.
We
also don't have talent quest shows that do blackface.
Blackface, yeah, we don't anymore, do we?
No.
They were the days. All right, so let's get into it. Good and proper.
Starting
time from transish.
Now...
Bloody seamless. Well, you'll be happy to know I got back from your Bali trip. Bali, you really must go. Or should you?
Yeah, well.
Nah, that's good.
I'll give you the hot tip.
Yeah.
Don't go in Feb.
You and all those other fucking... I mean, Bali. Oh, like I did a little post on the weather, right? Something for everyone.
Yeah.
Posted up the
Who
map.
Could you possibly offend?
Well, I posted up the map. Well, I actually did it on Instagram because you can put a song to it, but it goes to Facebook without the song, so the gag was a little bit lost. And it was the radar shot and all of Indonesia, all of Bali, and all the surrounding countries were covered in purple cover.
Right.
And so I put the song Purple Rain to it.
Purple rain. You would lose the gag.
Yeah, the gag was lost. So, and then, but I put, go to Bali, they said. It's going to be sunny, they say. Right? And then all the comments are like, oh, that's because it's monsoon season, mate. Oh, I wouldn't be going in February.
Yeah, well.
Well, I fucking did.
Yeah.
It was fucking good.
Do you want to say why you went? Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
I went to Bali last August.
You really
with my
must
beautiful,
go.
Beautiful, lovely wife, Cassandra.
Oh, I think we heard all about it on the pod.
You did. You would have. That's all. Yeah, that's the only thing I've done apart from working
ever
in the last 12 years.
Yeah, right.
And so I was over there texting you and Vanessa, beautiful, lovely wife, saying, "Oh, dudes, next year we're going to Bali."
Yeah, right.
And the four of us have organised a time. You, me, Gas, Ness, organised the time.
Yes,
we were going to go mid-May.
There was a lot of back and forth.
There was heaps
can
of
I get
of,
off work?
Heaps
can
of
I
back
not
and
get
off?
Yeah, so, some would say.
And like, then,
your beautiful wife, too much back and forth.
And then
just
you were bailed on us
to go to Bali.
Yeah.
Well, it's
got rude.
Yeah, well, a good friend of ours is having his 40th over there, so it was time sensitive. And he'd already organised the accommodation.
Yeah.
And yes, we were low down on the list of who do we want there and why do we want them. But they had a few dropouts. He's like, I've paid for these rooms. I need a chop out, mate.
Do you think he's basically stolen my glory, our holiday glory, by he's heard... You must have said to him, "Oh, Jez and Cass, we're going to go to Bali."
I reckon everyone's going to Bali.
Yeah,
almost sick of hearing about it.
I am.
But we were considering doing. Can we go twice? And we're like, yeah, go on, let's go. So we're going to do that quick trip, and then a quick trip with you guys, and I split the year up.
Yeah,
but
too much of a good thing.
Yeah, and everybody's. There's two ways that people respond to your Bali trip. It's like, oh, how was it? Right? And you go, oh, yeah. missus got a bit sick. Oh, yeah, yeah, right, barley belly, yeah, right, right. So it switches from like, it must have been Buckwild, Bintangs, this and that, Nazi Gorangs.
Yeah.
From here to Hades.
Sunburns.
Sunburns, jet skis. And Nessie got a little bit crook day two.
Yeah.
Out for the count.
Mm.
I had a wicked holiday.
Yeah, now we were in constant contact.
She had a quote unquote shit time. But
that sucks, man. We couldn't stop thinking about it. Like, she deserves a holiday, so do you.
Oh, she deserves one way more than me, man.
Yeah.
Way more.
Because I came in after work and you were sat on the PlayStation.
I'm up to tits end in The Last of Us on PlayStation 4.
Really must go.
Recommend it. So most of the activities, because we did I Spy the beach at one stage, and because all the would you call it city?
Mm-hmm.
Seminyak, would you call that a city? Or would you call
it's
it
town,
a
it's all,
village? Yeah. What would you call
suburb.
It?
Suburb.
Okay.
Yep.
That part, that when everything fills up and it goes under the drink and it washes away, it goes out to the ocean.
Mm.
And shortly after that, we went out to the ocean and it was just like thick, viscous water.
Yeah.
Like, it washes out.
Condoms.
So, yeah,
you got
so
your rats.
Any of your water-based sports, if you can get past the choppy waves, which I've never seen waves going in every which way but loose.
Oh.
Every direction.
Crazy.
Well, you couldn't read the beach. But beyond that, big stripe of poo from here to fucking Cooter.
From coot.
From coot to toot. From toot to coot. And so we couldn't do the snorkeling, the jet skiing, the this or that.
Would you have gone on a jet ski?
Yeah, we were gonna.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it causes brain damage from the uppity downity thumpity thumpity of your brain.
Yeah. Well,
plus all the, like, you fall off and hit your neck.
I didn't
want
to fall off and drink the soup. So we had so where we think she got ill from, and I reckon, and when I say she got, don't think belly, oh, me bloody guts, oh well, I washed down with a hot whiskey, nothing like that. This was like, call the doctor out, IV drip,
yeah,
800 clams.
That's all right.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah,
but if we didn't do that, she probably would have died.
Did she go the charcoal option like I suggested?
She had 45 Imodiums, you know. But I couldn't find online. That's the other thing. I couldn't find online, like, when am I at my limits with Imodium?
Yeah.
And they don't really specify when...
enough's enough.
I know enough's enough, because they expect it to stop.
Because you're...
Usually it's a miracle.
You're jacked up on Hydrolite.
Mm.
Imodium.
Mm.
You got your Panadols, I guess.
Yep.
Painkillers, you know.
Prebiotic, probiotic, antibiotic.
The drip.
The drip-o.
It's crazy.
She had shit time.
Yeah.
But,
sucks, man.
But I ate fucking so much. More than I've ever eaten in my entire life. Because you know what I'm like. It's 4 o'clock. I guess I better eat.
Yeah.
Right? And
but this is holiday taco.
It was double breakfast. It was double lunch. It was
dinner.
And then I looked at myself in the mirror. I shedded about a kilo and a half.
Of course you did.
I just it really agrees with me.
Well, the food's good over there. Like,
it was
light,
it was good,
light,
but like, but
breezy.
Here's the rub.
Okay.
I'm gonna put Virgin Airline on blast.
Sure.
Because it's like being on a bus.
Mm.
Right? It's like the cliche of cliches when it comes to like, oh, this is real economy.
Yeah, you don't get a lot on that.
It's one aisle down the mids. And
so everyone's climbing over each other.
Yeah, and it was just like the traffic. It was just, I thought we were in India, you know, an Indian train. You know what that's like.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But so
no
we
entertainment
had,
on the flight.
No entertainment.
Over. Yeah, and you have to pay
and then,
for food.
And then so we thought, look, you know, we're on holidays. I don't mind paying to get the screen activated.
Yeah.
As soon as we sat down, no screens.
Yeah.
They had a little ledge you could put your phone on, but it was $14 for the internet.
They just...
Yeah. Anyway, so, and then we're like, oh, check out the menu. It's like, you can only get one drink at a time.
Hmm.
And then if you wanted a bottle of water, it was a cup of water.
Yeah. And they offered you, it was pies and pasty. Pie and
party
rolls.
Pies.
Yeah, and sausage rolls. Rolls
for like $45.
Yeah. You get a food voucher, don't you? That's like $15, but like a pie is $16.
Voucher, you say?
Yeah, well, we did. I don't know. We might have paid it a little bit extra for a bit of foodie food.
Yeah, I reckon that might have been a good way to do it. Anyway, it was all just like, it was just nibblies.
Yeah.
Nibblies. But,
So you're putting them on blast.
Because there's lots of kids. what the blast is, the blast, is there's no rest. It's a 5-hour trip. And then they get the cart going down the middle. And that's once we get going, that's when everyone wants to take a shit or a piss.
Yeah.
And then the cart's going lefty, righty, loosey-goosey, uppy-downy. And it's like it's like a constant game of Tetris. You go down there, I'll scooch past you, you go past. And fucking
that is annoying.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so you're waiting forever for a little cup of something, and they just let you only get one drinko.
Because we all know
said,
you're
seven
not
beers, thanks.
You're not allowed to bring your own water.
No, you can't bring your own water.
That's been going on since September 11, 2001.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They take our liberties and they never give them back.
What I don't like is just before you go in your gate, there's a big kiosk to sell your water.
Yeah.
So you just go, I better get one for the trip. So 15 litre, thanks, boss. And then they go, throw that out.
Empty it.
But there was this woman.
Oh, God, no.
With her kids. This must give you the fucking trots as well. There's people that embrace parenting and just are quite cool, and they don't play school their kids. I always had this problem with play school.
Yeah. The way they speak to you.
Yeah, it's just like the adults.
Hello, little baby.
Yeah. And today we're going to do some drawing. It's like, grow up.
Yeah.
Right? You're an adult. Act like it.
You're on a plane.
So they should have been saying, right, kids, scooch around. We're going to learn how to do superannuation. You know, that would have been good. So there's the cool parents. Anything goes. They're all cool. Talk to their kids normally.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm one of those.
Mm.
And then there's the always referring to themselves as, mummy, mummy's going to do this and mummy's going to do that. Mm. Ally Bally. And teddy bear, nicknames for the kids.
Yeah,
but this woman, no inside
voice.
No inside voice. Only everybody look at me.
Oh, she wants mother everyone of the year. To hear.
And then, like, we're just slowly getting with 3 hours in. It's like time for a little scooch a little nap while we're waiting for the cart to come up, right? And she starts reading out a book. And then Mommy Bear came in. Are you listening, Ally Bally? Are you listening? Mommy's trying to read and Daddy's got some sleep. Hasn't Daddy got sleep? Daddy's rested. Yeah. I'm just trying to read you a book. I recorded the cunt.
Oh, did you just?
So I was like staring at Vanessa going, I'm going to fucking. The whole time. She's just like, just chill out. So we did that. Survived the trip, and by the end of it, I was just like, I'm gonna get off this fucking plane because I can't stand that bitch.
Yeah,
can't stand her. We did the trip, got back on the plane. Bitch is sitting right in front of me
on the way home.
Yep, same fucking deal. Twice as loud because I'm three rows closer.
Oh,
all right. And then I, at that stage, you really want a nap, and it was a night one, so everyone's trying to go to sleep. Yeah. She's there going, and then he. Something, blah, 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 reading out poetry and shit. It's like, your kid's a little fucking shit.
Yeah. So I'm not allowed to crack the shits on planes anymore.
That's the best part.
Yeah, I know. I used to wig out, you know, because I'm tall and it's very small.
Mm.
Planes are fucking small.
Mm.
But I just, you know, now I just suck it up so that no one can say... Jez is a grumpy bastard, and he goes on holidays.
I'm sure you could say that. I recorded her and I saved it so I knew which one. And I wrote, dumb cunt making noise on the plane. I'll see if we can hear it. This is why everyone's sleeping.
One thing. You know how you're not supposed to just, you know, the social contract is don't play your music without headphones.
She's doing that.
She's basically watching a movie on loud.
Yes, she is. She is. And she's like, It's the worst movie of all time.
And then
behind us, there's another big thing where mothers holding their babies, the little baby bebes, trying to get them to sleep, but do the shh. But there was this German woman who was like fucking ringing it in with the shushes, like and I was looking at Vanessa going, blinking my eyes every shush. It's such a sound, that one.
What do you think of the idea of no kids on the plane? You're not allowed to fly until you can be reasoned with, like as in slap them.
Mm.
So I'm saying 6 or 7. You could reason with a kid going, if you don't shut up, I'm turning this plane around and we're not going on fucking holidays.
Or baby got back. All the babies at the back. All the single ladies at the front.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah. Yeah, not you know what bad. I'm
saying? Yeah. Yeah.
Frontsy, backsies.
Yeah. Because I was thinking also, like, there's two levels of the shush. There's the calming the baby down. Shh, 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 shh. And then there's the one, the angry passenger that's sick of hearing shh, shh, shh. And it's the one... Shush! I did that a few times. Shut up! Chris is like, stop.
Like, trying to enjoy my bloody holiday.
Get some earplugs.
I'll plug your fucking ears up in a minute.
Anyway, it was a good trip. Bala, you really must go. We wrecked it up.
Yeah.
Hang out with the boys, bought some watches.
Yeah.
Should have bought a wallet. Because I came back and my wallet's all ratty tatty.
Yeah.
I went, saw wallets, never even thought about it.
The only thing is, though, Tim, like...
Shit shopping.
The shopping is... It's not like the old school 90s Bali where you can get tapes and sudos and...
No.
All that stuff. No. Or just stuff.
Mm.
It's easier getting shit on Amazon, to be...
Well, I was saying to the boys, this is like being in the tropical section of Timu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
It's like... But they're still pushing them hand-carved surfboards.
You've got the Bintang stubby holder.
Bintang singlets.
And that's about it.
I did see a stand that had, like, stickers that you could get, and you could pick out the name. It was like, James is gay. Jeremy is gay. Brian is gay.
Also, phallic symbols. Like
lots of cocks.
Lots of cocks.
You can easily get a cock there.
Yeah.
And then if in doubt, chuck a fucking bottle opener on the end or a key ring hoop.
Doubles the present.
But I'll be giving you some cash because Mason and I bought me watches and went, oh, these are pretty cool. I went, all right, I'll sling Jez bought a hundo. And then,
because we will be going back. Well, I say that.
I think you should.
But now, since you left for Bali, my algorithm is Bali scammers, dudes getting robbed in Bali. The beach is gone because it washed away. The rubbish is back.
I looked at it because we were getting messages going, you guys all right? We're like, yeah. And then getting sent messages of like, oh, Bali's the worst floods you've ever did see.
Yeah.
People up to their pussies bowing fucking raw sewage and all that kind of shit. Like, what is with tourists when they go out and they see deep water and they just want to wade in it?
Yeah, it's not like, a good idea.
Not that one.
No.
So, and we were like, because you even said, oh, did you hear the volcano exploded over there?
It was like, nah. Java went off.
Nah. We'll wet it off, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I like the
downtime.
Well,
if you're in a nice little villa and you've got some homies and you got some
it was wicked.
Jack Daniels, I mean, my two best friends were there, Jack Daniels and Jim Beam.
That's right. and then we gorged, not 9 or 10 people, the entire time. Couldn't have possibly fit any more in with the constant. I was going end to end to end the whole time. And then the bill for the villa, because you're putting everything on tab, just put it on tab. It's like $1,000.
Yeah, it's
for
nuts.
Everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's nuts. So if you do that, don't hold back. Don't think, oh shit, this is gonna come in. I was thinking maybe $4,000, $2,000.
Man, it's a lot of coin in Bali, man.
Fuck yeah. Good. I reckon definitely go because I want another watch.
No worries.
I missed the watches already. They're like, are you going to buy another watch? I'm like,
yes.
I'll buy all of them if I had a chance. What about
Vietnam 2027?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
I'm down.
So we're on the family message chain last night.
Yes, yes.
And you had a jibe at, is that the word?
Yeah.
Jibe at Drew for being an eavesdropper.
Yeah, and he's an eavesdropper. I thought you were going to chime in with, I heard that.
Yeah, I was going, yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping you would. But I said to Ness, Jezbot's dropping the ball.
So I've known what eavesdropping is, because I've always thought eavesdropper. I know what an eave is, and it must be
eavesdropper. Yeah,
you know, really the eave line. Yeah. It's like, well, it must be some kind of spy. You know, like
okay, yeah, I never really thought about it.
Eavesdropper. I thought
what? So that you scooch up on the eaves and drop an ear in?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Well, that's what I thought. Mm. But I've got it a little bit backwards. AI says it's The term eavesdropper originates from the architectural feature known as eaves, which are the edges of a roof that extend beyond the walls of a house. It originally referred to the area where rainwater drips off the roof, and over time, it came to describe the act of secretly listening to conversations happening inside a building from that sheltered part.
Okay. So what, they'd scooch up and listen from there, or are they saying that you don't notice the drops because it's off the house? Do you know what I mean? If I was like
a cat burglar.
Yeah, or a ninja.
A ninja. I'd be up on the roof and then I'd use the eaves. I'd like where the gutter is.
Yeah.
And I'd sort of like scooch down.
Yeah.
And put my ear to the window or to the wall.
Because the sound's going to go out, go up to the eaves and up into your ear.
That's what I thought.
Mm.
So, anywho's, Drew put that whole sentence or that explanation into AI and said, draw me this. And it's sick. There's a little guy there. Did you see that one?
Oh, he's under the eaves.
He's under the eave line.
Listening
under the window.
Oh, is that you and Cass in the window there?
Well, I said, after that, I said, do me. And he's entered. He's put Cass and Jez in the window, who the eavesdropper's listening to, which I thought was pretty clever.
What were you talking about, you reckon?
How much we hate
you. Hate the dude that's listening. I hate the dude that's listening outside.
Yeah. So I said, now try this one, like flipping the bird.
Yeah.
You know, giving the finger.
Because
I know up yours.
Yeah.
With the two fingers.
That's a lot to stick up yours.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
Because, yeah, okay. Two in the stink, one in the pink. Wait a minute. I got that around. Turn around, sweetheart. There you go.
The up yours was always like, you know, you can't hunt on the king's land, right? Yeah. And then you'd have your royal guards like protecting the forest, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you'd be using archery. Back in the day.
With two fingers. Pulling the bow
so
back.
So if you got away with, you know, the king's countrymen or would be like hunting you down and you're running off into the distance, you turn around and go, up yours. Still got me for two fingers. Because if you get caught.
I can still bow for another day.
Because if they catch you, you're getting those two digits
and
chopped off.
And then you can't. I get it.
But he say,
innuendo.
I like it.
Back fence, prittle prattle. So, I don't know.
urban myth.
Yeah.
Mouth.
So this one is...
That's sick.
Flipping just the single bird refers to the obscene gesture of raising the middle finger, which has its roots dating back to ancient Greece and Rome.
Mm, grease that up.
It's where it symbolizes contempt. Over time, it evolved, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah. This has got no legs.
No, it does, because I just whenever I think of the flipping the bird, you never got to see any characters of Happy Days flipping the bird, but they'd always say, sit on it, Richie.
Ah.
Right?
So sit on my middle finger.
And rotate. Sit and spin.
Ah.
Okay. That's all I always took it as. Yeah?
Yeah, well, what's make like a tree and get out?
Make like a tree and leave.
Okay.
Leave.
Leave?
Leave this place. And then it's leave, you idiot.
Okay.
but then I'm just going back to this thread here. And didn't Cass miscombobulate one of the old sayings?
Yeah, she used to think that... Oh, this is what this section is, old sayings.
What say you?
she thought, you know, the ends meet, to make ends meet.
To make ends meet.
It's like to make your paycheck reach the other paycheck, to make
and
the
then
ends
two ends meet. Meet. So we're never out of money.
Never out of money.
Got it.
She thought it was...
two people putting their asses together.
Yeah, that's it. And two ends
that's
meet.
That's yeah.
that's like a human caterpillar scenario.
But reversed.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Ass to ass?
Ass to ass.
I thought it was ass to mouth.
Yeah, but and ass to ass wouldn't...
End to end. Ends
well, if
meet.
You're going to human centipede, I'd want to go ass to ass. Because you don't taste it.
Yeah.
You just feel it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she thought it was to make ends meet, as in M-E-A-T. So, yeah. Like, it'd be like the last part of the meat at the butcher, like the ends meet, like the choppy bits at the...
To make it, so the offal.
Yeah, the offal, like, you know...
Hooves, lips and assholes.
That's the end meat.
To make the ends meet.
Yeah.
As in, like, to make the worst... of what was previously the best?
Well, you could only afford the offcuts, the ends meat. You know, you got your classic sirloin.
Mm.
You got your
T-bone.
T-bone. You got your you know, that's the
cheek beef cheek. Had beef cheek. Beef cheek while I was overseas. Oof. Oof. Only two per cow.
Suits you, sir.
Suits you.
Well, they got four.
Technically.
Four cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best steak is in the rump. You got all your meats.
You got all those traditional meats, and at the ends meat, it'd be like chicken feet and fucking.
Yeah, no, I think
the
it's
ends
got,
meat.
I think it's got legs. It has got legs.
I think it has.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you get the lyrics to a song all mussed up in your old head, and then when you hear it, or when somebody says the alternate line, you cannot not hear it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So once you start. That picture in your head of the ends meet.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're not gonna think. You're not gonna start thinking paycheck all of a sudden. She's got to change her whole life.
That's correct.
From here on,
we were at Christmas dinner, and Kamal,
yeah,
Kevin Bloody Wilson and Kamal came up.
Okay,
right,
two of the greats.
Maybe it was just Kevin Bloody Wilson. Anyway. I said to my brother-in-law, Tim.
Yeah.
So don't get confused.
The other Tim. But not the other one.
Not the other one.
That one.
Have you ever heard of that song, Mick, Me Mate the Master Farter?
Yeah.
You know?
Me Mate the Master Farter.
Classic.
Yep.
Classic banger. And there's a part in it where he goes to see Kamal.
Yeah.
You know, in the song.
Okay.
And I said, something farting on Kamal. And my brother-in-law cracks up. He goes, that's not what it is. That's not what he's not saying that. It's farting on command. And he's laughing at me. You're a dickhead. You don't know fucking shit. And then later on during the day, I went, I'm sure fucking it was Kamal was in that song. And I look up the lyrics. And sure enough, it was, he farts on Kamal.
It is?
Yeah, he farts on Kamal.
As in why are people so unkind?
Yeah.
You're going to put that in there, right?
I've already tagged it.
And it's hard to say who sounded best, Mick Farton or Kamal.
There it is.
So if you've ever
anything
wrong, sayings or song lyrics.
You could be fucking right.
What's that?
Yeah, well, you could be right with your bad lyrics and your bad phrases.
Yeah, you could be right. Yeah, who knows?
But sometimes the alternate makes more sense than the reality. Because you hear it and you're just like, you're kidding me. Is that what it is?
Well, because Mick can actually fart on command in the song.
Don't Be So Reckless. Okay. Okay.
That guy.
Yeah, James Rain.
James Rain, right?
James Rain it in.
When I was a kid, listening to those songs, I thought it was in another fucking language.
Yes. Down. Hearted, broken record never really started.
Downhearted,
broken record never really started. Yeah, because it's going because what in my mind is going.
Broken record never really started.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Record. Let's put that in. You assess.
He's got a turn of phrase. That man, he could really crack out a banger.
Let's just for the sake of that, because I just played that little clip there. Let's see. Let's read out the lyrics of what he actually said.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got the lyrics.
Are you back
in front of me? Now I said, "Broken record never really started."
Okay,
right, which makes perfect sense to me because I'm a DJ.
Oh yeah,
right? You know what I mean?
Are you a DJ?
Yeah, that's right. Out.
Give us the first. So, I left my
heart. In the Orient. Can't say that anymore, can you? Oh, you can't say Oriental.
Yeah.
In reference to people of the Orient.
I think it's can an you? Old, I think it's an old school
way. It's yeah, an old
I
method.
By the way, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I left my heart back in the Orient.
Yes.
Down on Bali's bays.
Is it?
It's not the way I should feel, but it's the way I'm going to stays. Chorus. That's a verse. Fuck, it was easy.
Yeah.
Downhearted, broken dreams that never really started.
Yes,
okay. Broken dreams. Broken so you, dream. you said dreams before.
I did say dreams off air.
I think it's on air. I think we've played back the tapes.
There's evidence. I have a... a thing in my brain that I think it's connected to golden oldies. Like there's a radio signal in my head.
Because
I'll wake up with a brand new song that I haven't heard in 20 years in my head. And the only explanation I can punt us really is like they've got a chip in my brain and I'm actually listening to Triple M, golden oldies and all the rest.
I think the only way to stop that from being in your head all day is back announce it. And that was...
Oh, yeah. The following announcement. Because have you got earworms at the moment? You got a song in your head?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's like that old-timey song that's right behind us. It's kind of showing me out. I do have... what was I fucking... I did have one, but I prefer not to bring it back. So yeah. I think
the last month and a half... I wake up in the middle of the night. I wake up in the morning. If the podcast is even playing in my ears, I can hear right now.
Yeah.
Bow River by Cold Chisel on repeat. I don't even know all the lyrics. It's just one little part of it. And
do you think that's the cause of the brain loop is that you don't know the lyrics. So your brain's trying to
figure it out.
Yeah, so for me, I didn't want Downhearted in my head, so I just pieced together Broken Record. You know what I mean? Just to get past the loop.
What's part of the song up to at the moment? He's he'll never get his youth again working at the factory, or the money I save won't buy my youth again.
Mm.
I'm talking about the heat wave and the tropical rain. All day.
Mm.
All fucking day.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And that was Jimmy Barnes and
Cold the Chisels.
And Cold the Chisels on Jez Bot Head FM.
Oh, and then sometimes John Farnham will come in with the Beatles cover classic, Help Me If You Can, I'm Feeling Down.
Yeah, okay.
That'll come in every once in a while.
Yeah, he belted that out, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah,
he
did. It was good. It's better than the original.
There you go.
Oh, fuck.
Mixed lyrics and...
mistaken identities.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
And he's a bloody eavesdropper.
I heard that.
Rat-Tat Kitty Cat is made from real Komodo dragon skin combined with the feather bones of the rare and endangered scuttle bird of the Galapagos Islands. Rat-Tat Kitty Cat also saves you money. It's packed and sealed in the Republic of Guanalda, where child labor workers happily pack your delicious can of Rat-Tat Kitty Cat goodness free of charge.
Isn't that great, Aphrodites?
Rat-Tat Kitty Cat. Rat-Tat Kitty Cat time.
Oh, bloody, what's up me crawl? Crawl space.
Yeah. what's screeching up me crawl?
Oh, same bloody, I don't know how good the future is going to be, really.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I just don't know.
Very good bleak outlook.
Well, we just can't get the basics right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just list them.
Well, the economy. No, last night, right, I decided, I was sitting on the couch, and I'm bored out of my mind.
Out of your Nord.
Watching YouTube again.
Yep.
And I turn to my lovely and I say, love, I'm going to get a bottle of scotch.
Sick.
Yeah. So I went on to Uber Eats.
Oh, you didn't just go into the kitchen?
No, there was none in the house.
Right.
It's about 7 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, fucking have a scoochie. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Why deserve it?
I think I've earned it.
Yeah, I haven't.
It's a reward system.
Yeah, but I didn't work yesterday, so.
You're right.
Anyway.
That's so, not thirsty work. Sitting around thirsty work.
Have you got any scotch, by the way?
Should we have fucking scotch?
Well,
I haven't got anything to mix it with.
Now, here's the whole fucking problem.
Okay.
Okay, this is what the future is. This is what we've got in store for us.
Mm.
I'm stretching, by the way.
Stretch.
Yeah, so we bloody fucking go through it, find a nice bottle of Ballantines.
Mm.
My time. Your time. Ballantines.
From Hanky Battlestar.
Yeah. And it was on Spash.
Mm.
Oh, that's a ripper.
Mm.
Have you got any Diet Coke? DC? No DC.
Yeah, okay. Check that on the order.
Better get it. Well, 1 litre was...
$7.
Yeah, and the 2 litre was $9.
Okay, 2 litres then.
2 litres then.
We're drinking a bottle.
Yeah, and I'm watching the guy go pick it up, lick land.
Oh, he's there. It works. The system works.
I'm going to get pissed.
Yeah.
And he rocks up and I have to show my ID.
Yeah, sure.
Takes a photo of it.
Yeah.
It was pissing down rain last night. We're standing in the rain. Yeah, it was pissing down.
Yeah, right.
Standing in the rain. And, yeah, I get the deeds done. I go back inside. Then I hear the dogs barking and someone at the gate. It's old mate from the delivery.
Okay.
Doesn't take the photo properly.
Ah.
So we're standing there in the rain.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Do it again.
And then I come back inside and I go, yep, let's fucking get it on.
Yeah.
Take the DC out of the bag.
Yes.
It's full strength Coke.
Oh, you fucking dog.
The sugariest drink of known to man.
Yeah.
And I can't drink it.
No.
I won't drink it.
Mm.
It tastes like shit.
It does taste like shit.
Especially out of a 2 litre bottle.
Oh, oof. Even worse. Yeah.
Nothing worse.
What is this, a school fete?
Yeah.
You know?
You might slam down a can of Coke.
Oh, you might enjoy the first half of the first glass.
Or a glass bottle. Those old school little glass bottles.
Yeah, no, they're
delicious.
All, yeah, they're good.
Oh, where were those Bali dudes? You remember in Bali?
Yeah, the Fantas. The Fantas and the Cokes.
Stuff. They still come around?
Gone. Huh. Totally gone.
It's a shame.
Didn't see any of those.
Forget about Bali. Don't want to talk about Bali.
Good. Fuck that shit.
So then I'm like, fuck. I've only got this one measly bottle of Pepsi Max, which no one wants to drink. It's in the cupboard. And I'm like, oh, I'll put that in the fridge, I guess. And then I'm...
Devil's clay.
And then I'm getting... This has happened before. This shit's happened before.
Mm.
They put the wrong...
Well, that's why you got the last Pepsi Max.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
And I'm like, fucking... fuck. Fucking... I'll complain.
Great.
I'll try to complain.
Yeah.
I'll try to complain.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah,
because you go to the Uber Eats thing.
No spot.
And it's very hard to find. You literally have to give your phone to your wife to go, can you fucking find this? Because I'm just dumb.
Yeah.
I just can't find it.
Yeah.
She just went...
There it is.
Found it.
Yeah, right.
But in the meantime, while she's looking, I'm going, fucking, I'm calling these guys up. I'm calling up Liquorland.
Hmm.
And it was a landline. And it was like the fuzziest, like, every time he moved. I'm trying to explain to him, and I said, mate, it's that street delivery. Oh, shit, I've just given my whole street address away.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And I said, I was going, and the Coke, and he goes, oh, I must have given you the, I gave you the wrong Coke, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. And he's like, he was really apologetic about it, young bloke. And he's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. That's fucked, you know. Because obviously, I can't drive. I won't. I'm not driving. That's why I've ordered Uber Eats.
Yeah, and people that say DC don't, definitely don't drink regular.
No bloody way.
No.
So he's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, what usually happens when this happens, mate? He goes, oh, you just go to the help thing on the Uber pay. I've been to the help thing. It doesn't have the option, mate.
Because
I'm a dipshit and I can't navigate these fucking websites. Cass can.
Yeah.
He did offer to goes, oh, where do you live? And I said, well, you know where I live.
Yeah. I just said it on the podcast.
He goes, oh, I'm off in an hour. I'll come and drop it off. I went, oh, mate, don't do that. Yeah, all right, Cobber. You're all right. You're all right in my eyes. Okay. Now. I've sort of forgiven him.
Okay.
You know, because he's offered, he's given a shit.
He's tried.
He's tried and he gave a shit. And you can't ask for much more than that, can you?
Well, you can ask for way more.
Like the actual Coke.
Yeah.
Cass figures it out. I go through the complaint thing. I accidentally put the wrong thing in. Like, I got the whole order wrong instead of just the cut. I couldn't figure out the cut. So now I've got $64 in Scotch credits.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're going to bring me up on this or, like, complain to... I don't know.
So you just free Scotch?
I don't know, because then I found where you're supposed to, and I took a photo of the barcode of the Coke, and, you know, I fucked up, blah, 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 right. But I've got $64 Uber credits.
Right.
So I'm like, fucking, all right, fuck. In the meantime, because Cass can smell my fumes, I'm sort of going, oh, I've got enough Pepsi Max to, all right, I'll fucking drink the Coke as well, I fucking have to. Yeah, whatever. She's gone.
Yeah.
You know that... on deliver Rudy or whatever, I've got a discount code and I can literally now for $20, $28 in half an hour, Coles, your brand new world order, is going to have two bottles of Coke, my life of bread, my coffee that I needed for the morning, and like all this shit.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm doing it. Like, we sit here. Sick. Like, fucking unreal, man. Yeah, why not? All right, well, I said, are you doing this because...
You'll have nothing and be happy.
Yeah. And it rocks up eventually. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I went outside and pick it all up. Bring it in.
Stretching.
Open the bag.
Yes.
No bread.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So...
For fuck's sake.
I know. So we can't even get that right, okay?
How are we going to survive in the future? How are we going to do it?
Look, it's all going to be drones. So these drones are going to be delivering all night, up and down, up and down. Because Coles is delivering until like 11 at night or some shit.
Really?
And they just get some scumbag to come. Like, they're packing them. And then they just go, here's the bag. Wow. The drivers don't know shit.
Yeah.
So the people that are fucking up are humans. Yeah. Like, once we get the robots.
Robots.
So AI. Why don't they have it AI'd to your phone? So you go, oh, can't find the bread. Do you want this other bread?
Yeah, because when the robots go to the houses to deliver the thing, they're constantly getting raped.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then, so that's bring back Ringaroot.
Ringaroot.
Yeah. Prostitution. Now, there's something we should have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to do? Like, these delivery, like, we're going to have these drones dropping out of the sky with, like, 4 litres of Coke and a block of chocolate.
Yeah, you're going to be walking along and you're going to get sconed by a fucking scone.
It's going to happen. Yeah. Sconed by a scone.
Sconed by a scone. Scone. Or are we all going to have the old and be shooting down drones for free meal.
Oh, were you motioning like a Shanghai?
Shanghai. I was thinking more of an arrow, bow and arrow.
Oh, bow and arrow.
Because it's undetectable. It's
like, see, this is the problem. If we start attacking the drones, they're going to
fight back.
Well, they're going to eventually figure out like how to scooch away from it real quick.
Or they're going to arm them with tasers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the cops are going to buy them all. And then they'll be policing us.
Good times.
Twofold. Timmy twofold.
Times.
Future is bleak. And so are you. Oh, I'm just bored.
I'm Timmy Taco. What do you got?
What have I got? I'll give you what I got. Because we're going to talk about gaming in little tints.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But
it's just a recommendation.
Well, we can do recommendation, but
I'm just going to say Red Dead Redemption, and you're going to say
The Last of Us 2. So
that,
yeah,
that is okay, the end of that.
That is that. But here's a little tidbit about gaming. He never left the game until it was too late. In 2012, a 23-year-old gamer named Chen Rong Yu.
Fake name.
Chen Rong Yu. No, you wrong, Chen. No, you're wrong.
Whatever.
Like I said, I'll say whatever I want.
Say whatever the fuck you want.
Say it any way I like. Yeah, I walked into an internet cafe in Taiwan for what seemed like a normal gaming sesh.
Hmm.
Like thousands of others, he sat down at the computer, logged on League of Leagues. Have you ever heard of League of Leagues?
Negative.
Began playing. Hours and hours passed. Then more hours. Then even more hours still. Witnesses later reported that Chen had been gaming continuously for an extremely long stretch without proper rest. Inside the crowded cafe, surrounded by glowing screens and focused players, nothing seemed unusual. He remained seated, facing the monitor, hands positioned on the keyboard and mouse, exactly as any dedicated gamer would for hours and hours. But something had gone wrong. Terribly, terribly wrong.
He'd shat his pants?
No, Chen had suffered a fatal cardiac event while sitting still at his station because his post didn't immediately change. Staff and other customers initially believed he was just simply resting or in deep focus on the game. It took some time before they realized he had actually passed away.
Please don't disturb my partner. He's dead tired.
Dead tired. Authorities later confirmed his death, and the incident quickly became one of the most widely discussed real-life tragedies connected to extreme gaming sessions.
Real-life tragedies connected with gaming. Suggested, okay, well, I'm listening to a podcast about Roblox and all the rapists and pedophiles, so...
Okay, so what about this? What about this? Reports suggested exhaustion, right? Mm. So, how tired are you right now?
Pretty fucking...
Yeah. Prolonged sitting. So, what about...
Deep vein thrombosis.
What about the old wheelchair bandits?
Okay.
Were they dropping dead because of being in a wheelchair all day?
Mm,
all day on all night?
Interesting. Blood clots from sitting down, yeah.
Blood clot. physical stress that may have contributed to the fatal outcome had nothing to do with anything else, yeah. Suddenly. The story shocked many people across Asia and the gaming world. Spark... Well, have a look at him. He's sitting there. That's his corpse. Whoa. He looks pretty good. He looks pretty alive. They must have moved the seat out and his arms are still rigor mort.
They are rigor mort. He's
poised. He's even got his finger ready to click the mouse. Oh.
If he's this dedicated to gaming, he's probably had a heart attack because he's lost his bloody magical sword.
He's
been so cut. Yeah, and because, you know, because he can't scream out at the cafe, he's like held it all in.
Yeah.
And rage has given the exploding heart syndrome.
So that's death by sitting there.
Mm.
What about this game-related death? A man dies after playing golf for 480 days straight. They're wheeling him out because he played 400. And take note, boys, the limit's 486.
Well, so is it,
I don't know. They were just wheeling a dude off the course.
is he on a, was it a challenge? Is he just play every day?
Yeah,
or does he sleep
yeah. He's,
there?
He's,
what's the challenge?
Nah, he's gone out every day and play golf every day.
Okay, so what's the sake of fucking people play golf every day all the time?
I mean, that's a better way. Golf's a better way to go than gaming.
No, you're out in nature.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've hit a birdie on the last.
Well, you know, you die on a bloody golf course. The next bloke's going to find you pretty toot sweet.
That's true.
Unless you're in the bunker or the scrub.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
The rough.
Is that what they call it?
The scrub's good. yeah, you could get hit by lightning. You could get hit by another golf ball. You could have a heart attack. You could roll your cart into a lake.
Mm.
And then you're upside down in the
drink.
In the buggy.
In the hazard.
In the hazards. Yeah.
When was the last time you played the old golfo?
Oh, good question.
The mini golf.
Golf.
Yeah. Can you remember?
Can't even remember.
We should play some rounds. Dan was talking about bloody racquetball, wasn't he?
No, he's been playing pickleball.
Oh, pickleball.
Yeah, it's all the rage.
Yeah, it had some ball in it.
No, I don't go for these new fandangled...
sportos.
Well, fads.
Okay.
They come in, they come out. I learnt my lesson from rollerblading, from yo-yoing.
Yeah, right. That's it. Well, just don't forget to have a rest. Have a rest in between.
Mm.
You've had, 10 years off golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough to survive. Kids?
I think I'm keen more for the driving range.
Yeah, I know, but even that
swing
gets
on.
Fucking boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, how many balls can you hit?
604.
Talks to Lake Grady, USA. Think about it.
Yeah, we're fast approaching the 10th year of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If not already, we're in 10
April Fool's Day.
Gotcha.
April Fool's Day.
So we thought we'd just cheat a little bit with the content and just play some old, an old segment.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the next one coming up. And I believe it might be feces related.
You think so?
I think it might be.
A little bit pitching an idea. Maybe.
Pinchy
I think
poo.
It is. Pinch poo. All right.
Very good.
Let's kick out.
It's the breaker right there.
Yeah, we do always have advice for...
Oh, always.
And ideas and products.
Yeah, we're ideas men.
We are. And I've come up with a new idea.
Oh, grass.
It's called... Let
me just get to the... Insta-ham. Didn't we just do this?
No, I got another one. It's a truth mace spray.
Mace
spray.
Ooh.
So, you know when, you know, it's like...
Women carrying mace spray around to protect themselves.
Instant conversation that you pull out of parties that just sprays mace all over the shit, right?
Oh, it's straight mace.
but it's just verbal.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of conversations about my eyes hurt, my eyes still burn. Like, it's going to change the direction
it's
of
like this. When you know you're backed into a corner at a party.
Oh, always.
And someone's telling you their problems, and you've got all these truth bombs that you could explode on them right now about their life and what you think that they should do with it.
Yeah.
So basically, it's a truth mace spray. So, like, you say the bombs in your head.
Okay.
And it's like it acts as mace. Like the thing you're actually thinking, the advice you want to give your friend
would
repel most people like mace.
Okay, so but for those that can take the mace, they're going to get a truth bomb
spritzed
in their face. I like it. It's like the...
it's not actually a product, it's more of a state of the mind.
Yeah, okay, I like that. Kind of like Wonder Woman's truth lasso.
Yes.
You know,
for
lack of a better power for Wonder Woman.
Well, if we're in a conversation and you ask me a personal question, you want my opinion, don't, because you don't want my actual opinion.
No.
Because it's often nasty.
Just a quick thing about Wonder Woman, just there. So, what's her power?
She's an Amazonian, isn't she?
No, I'm talking about Wonder Woman. The old 70s.
Linda something?
Linda
Hamilton? No, that's...
Why not?
That's better.
No, that's Sarah Garner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about that Wonder Woman. Mm. She had the bracelet things, but her power was in the lasso. So shouldn't it be Wonder Lasso on woman?
No, the lasso doesn't make the woman, nor does the bracelets, Tim.
Oh, okay.
It's the full package. She's a Wonder Woman. Even without those bracelets, she's still got super speed, intelligence.
Okay.
The beauty of a the wonder Amazonian of a woman. Goddess.
The wonder of women.
Yes.
Yeah, I see. I see where you're going. Yeah. It's the whole package.
The whip's a bonus.
So, okay. Mm. But that's okay.
Yeah, because the guy that wrote the cartoon, he was into getting whipped. There's a whole thing about that.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He was into it.
Yeah. There's also Footsie Woman. He was into feet. And Hand Girl.
Neck.
The Handmaiden.
Yeah.
She's good. She was a good one.
Yeah.
The slept me and then left and took the kids and the dog lady. Yeah, that's just my ex-wife. The ex-wife.
Uh-huh. Mm. Now we're inventing some real characters.
What about the villain is the mother-in-law?
Yeah, bloody spicy, Tim.
Yeah, you like that?
Well, we've got to come up with new characters because Disney has obviously lost their minds.
And yeah.
They've lost their minds over there.
They have. They're losing it.
Look that shit up.
Look up. Actually, look up the way they write Mickey. It's you know, like if you get Mickey thing, where it's got a sort of curvy M and it's written in a sort of Disney-esque way.
Sure.
And you fucking flip it and reverse it. Yeah. Or flip it upside down. It says wicked. Yeah, and I don't mean wicked.
No.
I think I mean wicked. Magic lasso.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try that at home.
Mm.
And the other symbol, isn't it the V-dub symbol? And you spin it super speed and it makes a swastika.
Yeah, it does it, right.
It does.
Yes.
Check that out. Wow. If you don't believe me, check it out.
Well, look, I've seen it. You've sent me a buddy thousand.
Oh, and a little thing called the internet.
So what was this one? What are we doing?
You said something about pitching an idea.
Truth something something.
The truth's may spray.
Yeah, but I don't know how we got to Mickey Mouse. You've totally railroaded this segment.
No, magic powers would come in handy at our parties for small talk. And, you know, like...
Yeah, invisibility.
Invisibility cloak.
Yeah.
Or just invisibility.
Yeah.
What's your choice?
It's basically you don't rock up to the party. And you're always like, I'm the invisible man.
Yeah. I'm the ghost.
Where were you?
The ghost. The ghost who sits at home. Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, well, Marvel, Disney, and what's the other one? DC, you're all on fucking notice.
I was going to say, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, you're all on notice. We come before you. You know that.
Wait, I'll stop you right there. Let me guess. Another product.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a product review.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
Seriously.
Okay, yeah, so we have that. A theme going on here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we sure do.
Jinx. Double jinx.
You'll have to edit it.
I'm not editing shit. Go.
Okay. So I'm a man of the world. I'm the people's poet. I am the Batman, the Dark Knight that walks. So you wear my underwear on the outside of
What's
my pants.
What's the product, though?
Well, like when I'm...
Product review.
Well, the product review is that you can't really be your superhero. Mm. I know I just said that Wonder Woman doesn't need her lasso and her bracelets.
Sure. She's a woman, though.
But for me, I'm more of a Batman, and I'm based on all my gadgets.
Yep.
And
utility belt.
My utility belt. And when I go out walking with the doggos, listeners, you know that Batman's picking up that dog shit.
Bags. Gloves.
He's got it. And what so, I always try to bring me baggos.
Oh, wait. Are you a hand in bag inverted, grab the shit with your hand and re-invert the bag? Or are you
Is there any other way?
Yeah, put a glove on. Put the glove on before you leave the house. If you know
Michael
they're going to shit.
Michael Jackson styles, right. All right. So
here he is again, love.
Hopefully this...
Look.
It's the glove guy.
Jinx. Double jinx.
Damn it.
Physical challenge.
Yeah, so I'm walking down.
Yeah.
This is like the seventh time this has happened, so I'm at my limits.
Oh, yeah, right.
Go to pick up the poos.
Yep.
And then...
Pull the bag out.
Pull pull, trying to just open that.
Okay, so you've handed me one of the bags out of your little doggy bag.
And you're doing this in a ninja-like fashion.
Okay, yeah, quick.
Quick. You're going to keep walking this street.
I'm embarrassed. Well, what's happening here? I'm opening it up and it's creating a giant hole in it where the shit falls through.
It just tears completely apart.
How are you supposed to do it?
There's the one that we previously...
It's impossible. It's
trying
like
to open that. You can't open that thing.
That's like... I'm getting shit on my hands.
Exactly.
Gloves. I say, get yourself some gloves. Doggy gloves. Is this a product? No, you're reviewing.
I'm reviewing.
You're reviewing.
So, Coles...
We need a solution.
Coles Brand New World order.
Yeah.
Got their dog bags. It's supposed to be made with 30% cornstarch.
So they're edible.
Designed to break down.
No, they're not edible.
I should have known. it's right here on the package. Designed to break down faster than regular plastic bags.
Like before you even unwrap it.
You can't open it. It's breaking down right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Four times 10 bags.
Well, by the time you get home, you fucking drop the shit through the bag because it's like dissolved.
Well, I had to use four bags. I had to like tear them open to like make sort of like a canvas and then like and then
how big is this fucking
they're
turd
tiny but use these bags, man. I mean,
yeah, okay. So what's our solution then? What's your solution? Because you're a dog owner.
Yeah.
Surely you've thought there's got to be a better way.
I have.
The first part of the infomercial. Are you tired of bags?
Ripping hands through bags.
Are you tired of grabbing shit with your bare hands?
Womp womp. I've seen it. It's on a movie though, so it doesn't exist. But it's a vaporizer.
Vaporizer.
And I think it's a Jack Black and Zoolander movie.
Okay.
And he, it's just a spray.
Another spray, Jeremy.
And it makes the poo vaporize.
Yeah. Okay. That'll work. That'd work.
Yeah.
Or is that like my confetti into the wind idea?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the end of the movie. There's something twist like that. I was like, where's all the poo's been going?
Right.
It's like the genie thing. The genie.
Got to go somewhere.
Poo's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Jeez, we're really stuck on theme. Everything's been really coming back to...
poo.
Synergy. Synergy, I was going to say. Oh, right. But it always comes back.
I'm going to say, like... You know, you got, what, 20 cents a standard plastic bloody glove?
Yeah.
Off the shelf?
I guess, if you're buying in bulk.
Why can't we sell, like, because you're one of those dumb dog
poo gloves.
Poo gloves, right? But you charge, like, $5 a glove.
It's genius.
And they're washable.
Because that's what it is. Sometimes you...
No. I've got it.
Okay, go.
It's the glove. You just grab the... Because you're grabbing the durries with your hand. Mm. Anyway, through the thing. So grab them with the glove. Just straight raw hand glove.
I know what you're going to say.
And then you invert the glove.
Exactly.
And it's got to tie at the
end. Tie at the end. And you go out. You
shit fingers.
Shit fingers. Yeah.
Shitty fingers.
And it's a left and right product as well. Because you might pick up with your shit with your right and not your left. So we sell both styles. Okay, and then when you're going, because I need to take more than one bag. So I'm you're wearing five shit gloves. What are they? Shit fingers.
Shit fingers.
You're wearing five shit finger gloves.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm thinking
first
like,
poo, right, wrapping up, throw it.
Yeah, my mind goes straight to the little dog poos that you talk about, and you don't need that. You don't need a massive bag like this. So what about finger doms? Condoms that just go just over
finger and a thumb.
Finger doms.
Yeah, because they're tiny. Some of these chihuahua. You don't
need bite size puppy burgers. Hot, what do you call them? Steaming barkers.
Steaming barkers. Yeah, but a chihuahua is shit. It's tiny. You're right, and you don't need a full plastic bag.
Oh, no. And then this is where everybody else is failing, right? Because, like, you go to the cat food aisle, I do, and you look, and when you've got a kitten, you tend to go sort of towards the little baby kitten that kind of reminds you of your kitten.
Right,
you know what I mean?
So, on the packaging.
So I'm saying, like, shitty fingers, but in breeds. That's the selling point.
For sure. Well, you need a full glove if you've got a Dalmatian. yeah, one of those greyhound things.
Oh, it's sized to the breed.
Yeah.
So you've got, what, well, you can one get, footers?
You can get just get shitty fingers. You can get shitty gloves. You like that idea, do you, buddy?
What about, like, if the turd is, like, if you've got a Great Dane, do you get the full sleeve?
Oh, that one that you, when you're trying to unclog an elephant's backed up ass. Yeah. Is that what they're doing all the time?
I think that's what they're doing back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem to wear it. Like,
that's one place I do not want to be.
Nah, imagine the KY bill.
There's the, like, what?
There's a product in there for
there's
sure.
There's a product in there for sure. Let's get onto that straight away. Well, what's our next fucking product? Next segment?
Well, I'll let you know.
When okay, I'm... great. Yeah. Right, no worries.
Well, we did it again.
Yes.
One for the records on the internet forever.
Until the internet perpetuity. Collapses.
Or you stop paying to keep the uploads
up. Yeah, there is always that. There is always that. Yeah. Anyway, until next time, I'm Timmy Taco.
And I'm Jezbot. Thanks for listening.